Hi guys, this is Lust, and if you can hear sounds from around the audio, that's because, it's very much a raw ramble, and I just wanted to really give a quick update. It's Sunday, around 10 a.m. right now, just to give some timeline. So, interesting choices for the month of October. I want to thank you guys for giving some pretty great ideas, although the Lucifer one was totally my thing. Thanks, bruh. Bruh has sent me some saucisson on his way. So, going back to what I was looking at, what was it? Interesting ideas, so I did ask for some very spooky audios or ideas for the month of October. Fun fact, I don't really celebrate Halloween so much. I mean, I do in a sense that I will watch like one spooky video or play one spooky video game this month. But overall, it's not really so much of a thing for me. But I thought, you know, let's make this a little bit more special and see what else we can come up with. And you guys delivered. And you guys have, you know, I've racked my brain a little bit to put ideas together, and I absolutely love the fact that y'all voted for the Tifa audio. To give you an idea, the Tifa audio, the idea basically came up from me just playing Final Fantasy VII Remake back in start of August. So it's good that you guys actually want to have that happen. So, and then after that is Lucifer. Obviously, I love Lucifer. It's an amazing show, and I binged it. I binged it when I first discovered it last year or the beginning of this year. I don't remember anymore. The beginning of this year feels much like last year. You know what I mean? Thanks to Corona and shit. Like, I don't know if the beginning, like, suddenly 2019 feels like a stretch. Sorry. 2020 feels like a stretched out 2019 or a very like different timeline out of everything else. Someone suggested on the suggestion forum to have the Witch's Sleeping Brew. And that was great, and I'm glad that you guys also are on board with that. And then finally, we have a tie on the Wrong Succubus and the Alien Girl, but since I feel like everyone enjoys me being a succubus, I think I would pick the succubus audio for that fourth exclusive. Now, I didn't get to finish the fourth exclusive. Sorry about that. School took over and I did not really plan accordingly. So this brings me to my next update. I am moving, or we are moving, literally next weekend. So, it's Sunday today, October 4th, we're moving next week, Saturday and Sunday. We'll likely not be finished organizing everything by then, but that's not the biggest thing that's going to affect my audios the most. We're expecting family coming over the week after this week, am I right? Yes. Excuse me. The week after this week. So that, and they'll be staying for an entire week, and I have no idea how I'm going to, like, sneakily record. So you best believe that I'm going to haul ass recording the exclusives as much as I can in between classes and everything, because the school is quite different. I haven't seen it before, but I don't know if this is a similar experience everywhere else, but the school basically introduced two subjects for the first 2 to 3 weeks of school, and then we're now having two additional subjects for our load, and then another two additional subjects a little later in the semester. So these two subjects, one subject was already introduced last Friday, and then the next subject, which is going to be the main subject, is coming in this Tuesday. And I'm not really sure how I'm going to, you know, navigate these things, especially with me having a midterm for this other subject. Like, they don't have midterms all together. They have midterms according to whenever the hell they want. So, you know, that's that. So it's going to make October quite interesting in terms of how I'm going to fit in so much in so little time that is available. But you know, it obviously I'm going to make it work. I'm spending this Sunday to basically like create a timetable to see how things are going to be, which is why this October, like I also said, for those who are availing customs, like if you forget to do it this month, then I cannot promise you that I will be able to finish it within this month, because there's just a lot, like between moving, between fixing up the new apartment, setting up the little studio that we're planning, and then, you know, giving, you know, not being able to do anything for an entire week because of family coming over. This will be the first time I'm meeting Bruh's mom, so I'm kind of nervous. You know, that becomes my main priority, obviously, for the week that she's here. And what else? So there's obviously a lot, and this is also going to affect my OnlyFans content. You know, I'm gonna figure out how it will be done. But you know, But I've worked with tight schedules before, and I'm sure I can pull it off with just a bit more of a with just by making sure that, you know, everything runs accordingly. So yeah, there's that. That is my update for October. I'm making it really quick. But there are a couple of things I'm sort of excited for once we move into the new apartment. First and foremost, the internet is going to be much, much better, and I can actually go back to streaming. I actually do plan to go back to streaming, but after, you know, after Bruh's mom leaves, there will be a proper schedule up. We're getting proper fiber, 600 megabytes upload and 2 gigabytes downloads, and I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys, but here at this current apartment, it's like 12 Mbps, and it's not super destructive to my schedule, but it is sort of a reason why, like, I hesitate to create any ASMR videos on YouTube, because it does take a long time to upload these things. And then another thing is that we've sort of already planned the apartment and how it's going to be. There's going to be a space where I will be recording in the bedroom. Obviously it's the best place to record. you know, not safe for work audios in the bed. We sort of already have that planned. The apartment that we picked has a very interesting divider, so that, not really a divider, but like some parts of it has some implied sections which we're going to use to basically set up the recording booth or section, however we plan it to be. And then what else? We are converting another bedroom, so we took a 2-bedroom unit. The second bedroom, or the smaller bedroom, we're going to convert into the nerd room. We're already planning some pretty cool stuff. And a small section of it will be for OnlyFans content and visual content. And it's going to be quite cool, hopefully. It will honestly take a while before the entire thing is pieced together the way I've envisioned it to be, but I'm really stoked for this one. I'm quite excited. You know, obviously, if you're hearing a lot of clicking, I think Bri is playing. What is he playing? Are you playing Path of Exile? Oh, no, he's playing Hades. Really good game, by the way. But yeah, I'm stoked. I'm excited. There is incense smoke getting into my throat. yeah, I'm really excited to build this apartment into a home slash a new place to be able to create content. Honestly, I'm I've been spending the past couple of hours yesterday just flipping through Pinterest and whatnot and like envisioning everything together. But yeah, with that being said, That was my update. So just to recap, one, customs. If you don't send your idea by the deadline, which is the 10th of October, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to finish them on time. Two, exclusives. I will start planning for them and hopefully I can finish all of them within the week. I cannot promise that though because there's a lot happening. So if, you know, the schedule for the exclusives are a little bit erratic, please know that it's mostly because of everything that's going on in the background. There's a lot going on in the background. And three, you know, it's going to be a bunch of new things coming up soon, and I'm really excited for that. And, you know, it's not going to happen immediately, but over time, especially in the next, maybe in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we will be able to see more creative stuff happening on OnlyFans and on other fronts for audio, such as, you know, the return of Safe for Work stuff and going back to regular streaming and all that. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope you guys are looking forward to it too. And with that, I'm gonna go and eat my breakfast, which is basically just all season. Finish my my plans for this month, my scheduling and everything, and I will talk to you guys again soon. Much love. Last. Mwah.